Another week of film-listed fun. Paul Mack presents The Movie Line.
Here. You know, these people from Bellevue, so-called, or whatever, wherever they are that call your line, I mean, come on, give me a break with this. I mean, or are you sure they're not from Metro State Hospital in Norwalk? I mean, they sure sound that way. I don't know. It's terrible, man. God bless. Whew. I'm going to call back later on, because I want to see a movie tonight, and I'll tell you how it went, okay? This has been John from the North Ridge. Bye. That's right, all we've got here are solutions and
answers to the questions you're asking right here on Paul Mac Presents. I want to thank everybody for calling. In case this is your first time calling, you're going to ask, well, why does he call it Paul Mac Presents and not something creative like the movie line? Well, this is the movie line, but this is Paul Mac Presents because I'm Paul Mac and I'm running this line. Now, when everybody out there gets tired of talking about movies or when that fad dies down, well, maybe we can get into something else. So it's kind of like Paul Mac Presents fill in the blank. If you got any ideas out there, if you'd like to have the line something else or just a general comment line, well, let me know on the input line on Fridays and Saturdays. You can call this very same number up and hear a high-pitched beep tone and leave your comment after the high-pitched beep tone. So do that on every single Friday and Saturday. You've got 2 days to do it. So if you are listening to my tape on Monday or Tuesday and you want to leave a comment, well, write it down and then leave it on Fridays and Saturdays. So until then, this is Paul Mac Presents The Movie Line for the week of April the 24th, Sunday, through April the 28th, Thursday. So we've got a lot of good things happening, a lot of comments, so we're going to get right into it here. And by the way, if you'd like to write to me, you can do so by writing to me at P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. You can write to me, so do it right there after the tone on Fridays and Saturdays, of course. Let's get into some comments and find out what's cooking here on the movie line. By the way, don't forget to tell your friends all about it, and the dual phase conference should be up soon. You can try that at 761-1330. And now, here come the comments.
We'd like to call in and give our comments about how awful the Academy Awards were presented.
Yeah.
And we thought that it was like a college takeoff of something that they had lots of money to do, and they just did it real dumb with the MC talking and people in the background closing the curtains and Matt Dillon pushing people out of the way, and just the whole thing in general. It looked like a real amateur night.
And our star, Natasha Kinski, I mean, come on, was she on drugs or what? Show your face to the camera, baby, not 30 seconds later.
Well, that's all I have to say.
Academy agrees on an appropriate candidate, these ceremonies include the presentation of the Jean Hirschhold Humanitarian Award. For those of you who may not remember Alan Dafoe, the country doctor who delivered the Dionne quintuplets, or some of the nearly 400 other characters he portrayed from the silent era until his death in 1956, here is Jean Hirschhold. I think here is Jean Hirschhold. We've lost the film.
Cue card.
No. Sorry. No film. Should we skip the film? Yes. Never mind. Jean Hirschhold was a wonderful man. Come up to the house. I'll show you the film later on.
Hi, this is Cherie from Sherman Oaks. I went and saw Joysticks Friday, I think.
No, Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, last Friday.
You're sure now?
I don't know, sometime around there. And I just want to say that it was the stupidest movie. It sucked. There was nothing. It's just like a... that it was a cheaply made movie, and it's just like all the other ones coming out, like Spring Break and Spring Fever and Dr. Detroit and My Tutor and all those other ones. It's just, it has no it has no plot or no anything. It's just really stupid. And I don't think the actors were that good. They could have picked better actors, and I just didn't enjoy the movie at all.
Oh, that's too bad.
I saw Gandhi this last week, and I thought that it was really, really bad. And I don't understand how it has I don't understand how it lasted as long as it did. I mean the way the Europeans treated the Indians. I mean, it just goes to show you that what happens when you take greedy, selfish people and give them powerful positions. Same thing still going on today. The movie has helped me to know a lot about Gandhi, the man. I think I like him. I think it's too bad that he was defeated. I think he was fighting for a good thing. And I enjoyed the movie itself, and I'm sorry that happened to Gandhi. I didn't really ever know about him until I saw the movie. But I recommend it to people. I think they should go see it to learn about the man and circumstances, things that actually went on. It's really appalling what happened. This has been a comment from David of Burbank. Bye-bye.
Hey, Paul, John from Northridge here. Well, as I mentioned earlier on the tape, I was going to go see a movie, and that's right, I did it. I finally saw Gandhi, and what a movie. It is really worth seeing. For those of you out there that haven't seen it, go see it. You'll like it.
Flashdance. Flashdance. Paramount.
Now there's a movie out there that I saw a couple of months ago called The King of Comedy, starring Robert De Niro and Jerry Lewis. It was made by Martin Scorsese, and he directed the film. It's an interesting film. On the whole, I don't think it cuts it. I mean, it could have been made a lot better. What I'm trying to say is, on a scale from 1 to 10, I give it a 6. When it could have gotten a 9, it was really a good concept, but I think one of the main reasons why, in my opinion, it didn't work was because Robert De Niro was totally miscast as the part of the obsessed fan who wants to track down Jerry Lewis and be on his show, Jerry Lewis is his idol. Or Jerry has a different name in the film, but Jerry portrays a Johnny Carson type talk show host who's a big, big star, and he does great for what little part he has. But it, on the whole, the film is okay, and I say go out there and check it out, you know, and see what you think. And it's different. It's never seen anything quite like it, but it's too bad the film really wasn't. I think a lot of the music could have been a lot better too. They used this modern music when they could have had a better musical score. But you decide for yourself.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is making his network debut tonight. A great new talent, a truly funny man who has literally stopped at nothing to be on our show. A man who has actually hijacked the star of the show to get his big chance. Let's give your warmest welcome to the new king of comedy, Rupert Hutkin.
Robert De Niro, Jerry Lewis, the king of comedy. It's no laughing matter. From 20th Century Fox, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Yeah, so if you're in the mood and you want to go check it out, you can see it at the Hollywood Pacific Theater. The number there for information is 464-4111. And you can also see it at the Sherman Oaks Cinema. The number there is 981-2437. Hey.
The Outsiders, the classic novel that captured the imagination of a young generation, is now the movie, The Outsiders. C. Thomas Howell is Ponyboy, Matt Dillon is Dallas, and Diane Lane is Cherry. All your favorite stars play all your favorite characters from S.E. Hinton's classic, The Outsiders. Written by Kathleen Knutson Rowell, directed by Francis Coppola, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Okay, still one of the big pictures out right now. The Outsiders is a really good movie. I liked it, despite what other critics say. Fun film. Good. Action. All right. Hey, that can be seen at the North Hollywood UA Movies at 766-4317, of course, in the 213 area code. Also in Hollywood at the Mann Hollywood Theater at 463-9371. And, well, if you want any further listings, you just check your paper. I'm tired of reading these stupid numbers. Why don't we go on to something else?
Sheriff, I shot him.
Who?
Tell him he's still on the loose.
Is this some kind of joke? I've been trick-or-treated to death tonight.
You don't know what death is.